floor is yours, sir.
Okay, I'm calling the regular meeting of Bolton Planning and Zoning Commission to order at 7:31. And the first order of business is approval of minutes of December 14th, 2022. Are there any comments or corrections?
Move to accept.
Can you, Linda, can you tell who's speaking? Or do you need them to say their names?
I'm working on two computers here. I've got the meeting up on one and I'm doing the minutes on the other. So I'm looking back and forth. So
would you like them to say their names if they could, if they're making motions?
If they can remember, if not, I'll figure it out.
I remember my name and it's Rodney. I'll second it.
Thank you.
I'm gonna call the roll. Arlene?
Yeah. Oh.
Yes. Approval of the minutes. Jeff.
Comfort my own home. Confusing me.
Jeff says I, even though he's muted. He's waiting. Okay. Tom Robbins. Aye. Rodney Fournier.
Aye.
Jim Cropley.
I abstain.
Jeremy Flick.
Aye.
And the chair votes aye.
So I have 6 in favor, 0 opposed, 1 abstention.
Correct.
Jim Cropley, for the record, I did listen to the minutes from the last meeting. Thank you for electing me not there as your vice president.
You're welcome.
Okay.
I did mention something about that, Jim, in your defense.
All right, the next item is residence forum. And anyone may speak on an item which is not on the agenda. If it is on the agenda, you'll be given a chance to say something on that at that point. Would anyone like to speak? I see no hands raised. Okay, so we'll pass on to item 4, staff reports.
From my end, I've been working on some senior housing regulations, the agenda items, and working on some items for Connecticut Countryside, which was formerly our 4-town regional action plan committee. We are having a follow-up summit meeting on Monday, January 30th this month, 7 to 8:30 at Patriots Park in Coventry. If you attended the first one, it will be a follow-up to that. If you didn't attend the first one and would like to attend this one, you're certainly welcome to do that. I will send out an invitation to the Planning Commission members and alternates so that if you want to come, you can. I believe, I don't think it's going to be hybrid. I think it's all in person, but I will have to check that. It is a limited time. So it's 7 to 8:30. It's basically going to go over where we've been, where we're going, and to just discuss the plan in general. And how we've been doing. So Mike, who couldn't be here tonight, did send along that he has been working on the cannabis stuff. We've both been working on that. Some pre-application meetings, Bolton Notch RV follow-up, and I don't have any more detail than that. The 271 Hop River Road ZBA application, and finishing up the OpenGov fixes for the virtual or the permit system that we have in town.
Any questions or comments from the commission? Thank you very much, Patrice.
Actually, okay. I have one quick question about the meeting on the 30th. I'm assuming that 7 to 8:30, that's evening time?
Yes. Oh, yes. Good question, Kwan. Thank you. Thanks. We have had a couple of business meetings where the businesses have asked us to meet in the morning, and we have met at 7 a.m. So that is a good question.
Thank you.
Under old business, it just says other.
I have nothing else, and it's their placeholder for you, but there is nothing else that I know of.
New business, discussion decision, request for waiver of extension of time to file plans with town clerk under zoning regulation section 16A 4G2 and 16B 5B special permit application for veterinary hospital, veterinary emergency care, 233 Boston Turnpike and 12 Williams Road, Bolton Vet, Veterinarians of Eastern Connecticut, LLC, application number PL-22-3. I think you sent a
motion.
I think you sent a motion.
Yeah, there was I know Attorney Rogge is here representing Bolton Vet. I don't know, Attorney Rogge wants to say anything, or you want me to explain where we are with that. It's up to you, Attorney Rogge.
My name is Curtis Rogge. I'm the attorney for Bolton Veterinarian Hospital and Veterinarians of Eastern Connecticut. Veterinarians of Eastern Connecticut is really a real estate holding firm that's going to be building the project. Bolton Vet is actually the principals. The same principals are the principals of Bolton Veterinarian Hospital, the same principals of Veterinarians of Eastern Connecticut. We didn't go forward with the project when we first got our application because the costs came in awfully high, and we had some trouble with adjusting to the COVID pandemic, and then the interest rates went up. And our biggest problem is that we're having difficulty hiring more staff. It's just tough to find new veterinarians. The veterinarian schools are just not producing enough. So we're having difficulty doing that. But we think we've reevaluated our costs, and certainly with the reduction in the posting of the bond, it looks a lot more favorable. We're thinking, because of the cost of the project, of probably downsizing a little bit. And that's what we're in the process of. We're in the process of hiring new veterinarians. We're in the process of downsizing the project somewhat, not a lot, but somewhat. And rearranging our financing, that's where we are, and we're still hoping to go forward, hopefully 2023, and that's where we are.
And in a discussion, staff discussion, the bond reduction, the site completion bonds, we discussed that last meeting in the legal opinion from the town attorney. So they are asking for a reduction in that, and also a waiver of the 90-day extensions to file their plans with the town clerk. And I think under the circumstances of COVID and the bond amount and whatever, staff feels that would be appropriate. Eve actually asked for a time frame to December, I think it's 23rd. 2023, and I think that would certainly be appropriate, unless the commission has any issues with that, instead of having them come back every 3 or 4 months.
Okay, I'm going to make the motion. I make a motion to waive the 90-day filing requirements in section 16A 4G2 and 16B 5B of the Bolton zoning regulations for all approvals granted under permit number PL-22-3 for Veterinarians of Eastern Connecticut LLC, which application and plans were approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission on May 11th, 2022, and grant an extension of time to December 20th, 2023 to file plans with the town clerk's office. Additionally, in accordance with the town attorney's legal opinion number 234 issued on December 12, 2022, the $683,393 site completion bond will be reviewed by the town engineer and reduced to include only timely and adequate completion of any site improvements that will be conveyed to or controlled by the town. Bonding requirements for erosion and sedimentation controls will remain as originally approved. Is there a second?
I second that.
So I have Tom Manning making the motion and Jeremy Flick seconding.
Okay.
Discussion?
I don't see any raised hands either here or.
Wish you good luck with your project.
Thank you.
You want to take a vote on your motion?
Yes. I'm going to call the roll. Arlene?
Aye.
Rodney?
Aye.
Jeff?
Aye.
Jim Cropley?
Aye.
Jeremy Flick?
Aye.
Tom Robbins?
Aye.
And the chair votes aye.
So that's 7-0-0 unanimous.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the commission. We appreciate it. We'll be in touch with town staff. Thank you very much.
We are looking forward to the completion of this project.
Yeah, so are we. we want to get going on it, so.
We're looking forward to the start.
Yeah, so are we. Oh, well, we'll get it done.
Good luck.
Thanks for attending.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we're going to move on to item 6B, application. Modification of special permit to allow part-time use for religious assembly and as-needed preparation of humanitarian packages, emergency relief items, 180 West Street, Highland Meeting Room, Peter DeMalley, Design Professionals Incorporated, application number PL-23-1. Is there anyone here representing the applicant?
They are here, Mr. Chairman. I don't know if they want to say anything, but this is basically, they've applied, submitted plans, application fee, and the appropriate information for complete application. So they're basically here for receipt of the application and scheduling of a public hearing.
Okay.
If any of
them. All right, the application is complete then. All right. Then I move that we receive the application. And
so our next meeting date is February 8th, and the meeting date after that is March 8th. I assume we can hold it at the next meeting. I don't see any reason why we couldn't.
All right, then we will have a public hearing to begin at 7:30 p.m. on February 8th, 2023. It'll be a hybrid meeting at the Bolton Town Hall, 222 Bolton Center Road, and virtual.
I'll second that motion.
Thank you, Jeff.
Discussion, should we make it 7:45 instead of 7:30?
Well, we've been making it at 7:30 because sometimes our ordinary business goes by so fast, we end up waiting until 7:45. And when we've got a 9 o'clock curfew.
Very good. I'm good with that.
We may have a second public hearing that night if we decide we want to hold a public hearing for the cannabis. So earlier is better.
Yeah.
I think.
I'm in favor.
Do we know when we'll know if the cannabis meeting will be the February date?
You're going to discuss that next, I believe. Okay.
Under item 7.
So you need a vote for this motion, Mr. Mayor. Yes. Once your discussion's over, excuse me.
Yeah. All right, I don't see any other hand raised, so I'll call the roll. Arlene?
Aye.
Rodney?
Aye.
Jeff?
Aye.
Jim Cropley?
Aye.
Jeremy Flick?
Aye.
Tom Robbins?
Aye.
And the chair votes aye.
So that's 7-0-0 unanimous. So the meeting will be on Wednesday, February 8th, 2023 at 7:30 p.m. and I will notify the applicant.
Thank you.
Thank you, Patrice. Thank you.
Thank you very much,
Chairman.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
All
You're welcome to stay. It's up to you.
Very good. Okay.
We'll be here next time. Thank you.
Item number 7 is ongoing discussion. Regulations regarding the cultivation, sale, and distribution of adult use cannabis. Applicant is the Bolton PZC, number PL-22-6.
Would you like me to update you on where we sit?
Please.
Okay, so in the packet, you would have seen 3 different applications that we had originally discussed. Sorry, I'm just going to try and locate it. Okay, so one was for proposed zoning regulation amendments pertaining to cannabis, a regulation to allow only retail sales in the general business zone. The second zoning regulation amendment is for total prohibition of anything cannabis. And the third is to extend the 9-month moratorium for additional time in a moratorium. We sent those 3 to Capital Region Council of Governments for their review. In fact, you have received a review. It didn't make the packet, but there is the sheet on the table there with the packet. And basically they have said that they acknowledge receipt. This was, dated January 6th, 2023. They acknowledge receipt. The proposal was transmitted to the Policy and Planning Division of the Capital Region Council of Governments under the provisions of Section 8-3B of the Connecticut General Statutes as amended. Their comment is that the staff of the Regional Planning Commission of the Capital Region Council of Governments has reviewed the zoning referral, finds no apparent conflict with regional plans and policies or the concerns of neighboring towns. They have a public hearing date of 2/28/23. That was the suggested public hearing date that I had put into the application to them. In accordance with our procedures, this letter constitutes final CROG action on this referral. They give a place for where you direct questions, and they have distributed to the surrounding towns. So you have your referral. If you're going to go forward with a public hearing, the only other referrals I will need to make, which are typical, obviously the legal notice and the referrals to the surrounding towns because you're changing a regulation. Although, you know what? Yeah, I still think I would notify the surrounding towns because you're changing a regulation that could affect properties along any border within 500 feet. So that's where we stand. It's on the agenda tonight. You can set a hearing if you think you're ready to do that. I just gave the 2 next meeting dates for February 8th and March 8th. Your moratorium ends in April. So if you should at least start the hearing prior to then, and you'll have to have some sort of decision, I would say by the March meeting. Because you'll need to either make a decision to adopt something, prohibition, the allowance of retail sales, or extend the moratorium if you feel you need more time to do more information gathering. And let me just say this, if you are gonna set a public hearing, you're basically gonna make a motion to run 3 public hearings, 1 for each one of those items. I think we discussed this at last time. You're going to be able to hear them as one item, but you're going to run 3 public hearings because you've got 3 decisions to make.
Can they be run concurrently?
Yeah.
They can be run concurrently, yes.
Okay.
So do we make 2 no decisions and 1 yes decision?
Correct.
Okay. So we just make a decision between the 3, right? Okay.
Right. You'll pick, if public comes out and doesn't want it and you decide you want to go that way, you would vote for prohibition and against the other 2. If you decide you don't have enough information, then you'd vote against prohibition and the sales and for the extension of the moratorium. And if you decided retail sales is the way to go, you'd vote in favor of that and then against the other 2 remaining. So, right, picking 1.
Got it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I had a question.
Yep.
For a public hearing, do you have to be a Bolton resident to speak? I remember back in Manchester and something that things that get controversial. We had people from all over the place. We didn't want to check driver's license and everything else. But
I don't think so. I think the public, it's the public.
I don't ever remember having to prove your residency in order to speak at a public hearing.
Certainly willing to check on that for you if you're that concerned about it. It's not a difficult question to ask, but I can find out.
I didn't know. I know people sometimes come all over the place to speak.
I don't think we should limit it to just Bolton, because if somebody wants to put something right on the Bolton line in one of the adjoining towns, they should probably have a little bit of say. At least air their concerns.
Or if somebody's not from Bolton that owns the property.
Well, then, yeah.
So I don't know.
I was just wondering.
No, Tom, it's a good question, but my opinion is it's a public forum. Let the public speak, whether they're from town or not.
So did we get copies of the maps of the districts we're looking at?
The copy of them, I can put it up on the screen if you'd like, but the copies were included, I think, in the packet prior to this one. Do you want me to throw it up on the screen?
Yes, please.
Okay. It's going to just take me a second.
It's all going to be evidence then.
So there's
that. I have a question while you're looking that up. In all the articles in the papers that I've been reading, they talk about joint, what is it? No, I forgot the word.
Joints.
I know, it's such a pun, no pun intended. The joint equity venture?
Equity joint venture.
And it sounds like, I don't understand exactly what that is. I'd like clarification if that's something that we have to include I'd like to know more about it before you go into public hearing, I guess. Do you know what it is? It's where there's like no rules against people who have prior experience that got in trouble for it. Is that correct? Is that what that is?
I don't know.
Is public able to answer a question?
Yes, I will allow Mr. Latica.
Briefly, because this is not a public hearing.
Yeah, I know that. Public hearing.
Yeah, so the social equity status in the equity joint ventures is what allows people from certain demographics where they live, based off of where they lived and their income, to qualify to obtain these licenses and open up these businesses. So they do have a list of, you know, excluding things that if you've ever been convicted that you are not able to get these licenses, which are like fraud, money laundering, a lot of those, but convictions that had to do with like marijuana related things in the past, those are not relevant in this case, because it's something that's now been legalized and they don't have certain people that have been in the past that have been affected by, you know, getting arrested for doing it back then, which it's now legal. So they've expunged a lot of those, charges from people's records in the event of moving this board on a legalized, you know, national type level.
Thank you very much.
Right, but the licenses are already granted as for currently anyway, for who can open up and do what things. So, you know, I don't know if this would, I'm not exactly sure what your question is. It doesn't really matter if they're a joint equity venture or not. If you have a license, you were granted a license by the state, then you are able to come in and apply for a permit. So
I just didn't know. I wasn't sure what it was.
Okay. I'm happy to give you a rundown on that and send it to you ahead of the public hearing.
I kind of thought it was what was explained, but I just wasn't sure.
Okay.
I haven't heard a lot of communications directly to the commission about this, but out in the world where people are talking about it, I have heard considerable interest. So I think once we open the public hearing, we're going to find out what kind of sentiment there is out there. And I think the best, and if it gets really hot, it might take two public hearings to do it. So I think the best way to do it is to set the public hearing as the second public hearing on February 8th. And then if it has to go to March 8th, then we still have time to act before April.
Right. That would give you two hearings, which might be smart. If you were to wait till March and you needed a second hearing, you'd have to schedule a special one. So you'd have to have two in March. So it might be better to do one in February and one in March if you need it. This is the map Rodney was asking for. This is the general business area along Route 6 at this right here. Rodney, can you see where I'm showing you? This is England's Plaza.
Okay.
This is Quarry Road. So this is the general business zone in this area.
Yep.
And these were the, excuse me, these were the abutters within 500 feet list. This is the general business zone down on Route 6. This is
Corvette Center.
Yes, thank you. So I think that's not Munson's. It's Munson's is up farther than that. So that should give you an idea of where that is. And then the last piece is this area. This is down further on Route 6. Sorry. I think this is Stony Road. Stony Road. This is the storage shed piece.
Okay. So it goes all the way up to Munson's on that one?
It does go up to Munson's, yes. That's why I was confused. So the other piece is down here. This is Munson's. This is the Ice Palace.
Oh, so he can start flavoring his chocolate.
I don't think so, but. And if you wanted to look at this further, it was in the last packet in December, your December meeting packet.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'd like to go back to Arlene's idea of moving the February meeting up to 7:15. If we're going to have two public hearings, and we think we might be busy instead of starting at 7:30.
Yeah.
The motion was 7:30, Tom. Tom, I don't know if you heard me, but the motion was for 7:30 for the.
I mean, move it up to 7:15. I thought you thought we should start 7:15.
Oh no, no! Somebody said 7:45.
Oh, okay, all right.
I did, but if you think it's going to be that long, maybe we want to start earlier.
If you start at 7:15, it has to be a special meeting, I believe.
Right. Thank you, Lynn. Yeah, because you've noticed your meetings for 7:30. So.
Okay, I'll be quiet.
Okay, no, it's good to talk about them.
Okay, so the three items are that we're going to consider. One is prohibition.
Complete prohibition.
One is ending or extending the
moratorium.
And the other one is permission for retail sales only.
Retail sales in the general business zone.
Okay, make a motion that we set three concurrent public hearings on cannabis to be held on 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday, February 8th, 2023, in person at Bolton Town Hall, 222 Bolton Center Road, and virtual for the following items. One, permission for retail sales only as a special permit in the general business zones. So number one. Two, prohibition of cannabis sales or production. And three, to end or extend the moratorium.
It would be extend, not end.
To extend the moratorium on discussion of while we discuss cannabis regulations.
I'll second that. Second that. Second that. You have to second all three of them?
I think you're good with one, Rodney. Thank you.
Is there any further discussion? Okay, I will call the roll. Arlene?
Aye.
Jeff?
Aye, that's a yes.
Correct.
Jeff. Rodney?
Aye.
Jeremy?
Aye.
Jim?
Aye.
Tom Robbins?
Aye.
And the chair votes aye.
Well, that's unanimous, 7-0-0. Okay. All right, I will get that out and all the things that have to go with it and set the public hearing dates and send the legal notice in.
Patrice, I have a question. Can people can write in also, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yep. You can written communication. You can email. They can attend the hearing either in person or virtually.
So if we have people that write in, would we discuss those that night also? I mean, it seems, I don't know how much involvement we'll have, but it seems like if we got a lot, that could be pretty.
The letters would get read into the record.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Patrice, is there any correspondence other than what you had sent us?
So I sent you, I believe, the Connecticut Federation of Planning and Zoning Agencies newsletter and the Connecticut Bar Association seminar on March 11th from 9 in the morning to 4:30 in the afternoon. That's a virtual only. That's $45. And I was talking to Mike about this. You're paying the $45 because that's the cost of the book that you receive to follow along with when you attend the meeting virtually, but we are sure that some of it will qualify as training for commissioners. We just don't know how much of it. You guys are going to be required to do 4 hours, and I know it's all day. I don't know how much of it they will consider. I would assume it would be at least an hour of training that would qualify. So if anybody is interested in either a refresher or somebody wants to go because they're new to the commission and might find that helpful, it's up to you guys. You do have money in your budget for this, for training.
I took this.
Patrice, would self-study using that book count toward training?
Because I'm interested. I don't know. The problem that we're having is they have not really come out with a education list or anything that we can refer to and say, if commissioners go to this, then it counts. So until they do that, we really don't know. We might be able to then say, you know, look, they've taken the bar class, and the class goes through everything. It goes through plan reading. It goes through regulation. It goes through statutes. Those are all things that they want you to be having education in. So like I said, we think some of it will qualify. I just don't know how much.
That's the same one they had at Westland a few years ago.
Yes. You attended it, Tom. I think Tom Manning has attended it.
Merrily and I attended it, and also Adam Teller. It's very good. It's very useful.
Do they send you the book before the class, and do they provide lunch?
Well, they're not going to provide lunch virtually. You're going to have to bring your own lunch, Rodney. But yeah, they send you the book ahead of time, and so it'll be this kind of like a webinar, but I think there's interaction and you'll be able to follow along with the book, which you'd be doing if you were sitting in the classroom.
Right.
And since these, all the people that are going to be presenting are basically the people who are going to be deciding what gets approved, I would be very surprised if it weren't all approved for training.
That's our thought too, but I don't want to make that defining statement without knowing that. Yeah. You know, I think also I've mentioned to Jim Rupert that if they had in recent years, they've had an FOI training class at town hall for like an hour and a half or whatever. They bring Tom in from the FOI to do a class about freedom of information. We know that would qualify. So if they did that in conjunction with this, you know, you might be all set. I just don't know. I don't have any idea because they haven't set the parameter yet. And Mike's closer to this than me because he's in Casio and their company is supposed to be doing some of the training and they don't even know. So.
Patrice, what was the date of that?
It says right on there.
It says continuing education, but I don't know if that they mean for this. There's continuing education credits for other things like Casio and APA and Bar Association, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't know if that's what they actually mean.
Yeah. Patrice, what was the date?
It is Saturday, March 11th, from 9 in the morning to 4:30 in the afternoon.
Thank you.
We've now come to the item in the agenda that we need Jim Cropley for.
Motion to adjourn.
You beat me.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Who seconded it?
Jim I did.
Oh, okay. All right, Jim.
Jim, you're getting slow in the draw.
Yeah, I know. It does everything.
All I could ask if you are interested in attending the CBA, can you let me know? And we'll have to do a purchase order or whatever to buy the books.
You need to know by the 15th
of
February.
February, right. So, I mean, you have till next meeting, but just think about it. And if you can let me know in advance, that'd be great.
Just for a note, Steve Clark is on the meeting here somewhere.
Oh, he's in the phone.
Yes. Okay.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, Steve.
Okay. So we had a full Linda Steve. Is Linda still? Yeah. Linda Steve Clark is also a new member, very new. And he is here virtually.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm pretty sure I'm going to attend that.
Okay, Rodney.
So, but I should print this out and scan it and send it to you?
Sure, that'd be great.
Okay.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to end the meeting. If you guys would just shut the lights out, somebody will be there to lock the door unless you guys know how to do that.
I do know how to do that. Don't they have to come in and like double check? I mean,
yeah, they lock it, don't